Still looking. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Police in Moscow, Idaho, say they've ruled out several people as suspects in the murders of four university students.
The two surviving roommates, the male seen in a grub truck video circulating on the internet, a private party who drove Kaylee and Madison home, any of the individuals who spoke to the dispatcher on the 911 call.
It's Captain Roger Lanier of the Moscow, Idaho Police Department, who says online claims that the victims had been bound and gagged are not true. There are no suspects. The accused gunman in the murders of five people last weekend at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs has appeared in court to answer charges in the attack. District Attorney Michael Allen.
Five counts of first-degree murder, which is with intent and deliberation, and then five counts of bias-motivated crimes.
Suspect Anderson Aldrich identifies as non-binary and uses the they-them pronouns. No motive known yet for last night's shooting rampage at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Authorities identifying the alleged gunman as Andre Bing of Chesapeake, Virginia, 31 years old. He was a Walmart associate since 2010 and was a overnight team leader with no criminal history, but he entered the break room and began to take lives in the in seven total fatalities. That includes the gunman.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, a majority of Americans dying from the coronavirus were at least partially vaccinated. According to a new analysis of federal and state data, a study done by the Kaiser Family Foundation for the Washington Post finds 42% of the COVID-19 deaths in January and February were people who'd been vaccinated. In September of last year, that number was 23%. Wall Street higher Wednesday, the Dow gaining 96 points, NASDAQ up 111. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In a statement, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas responding to Republican lawmakers' calls for him to step down.
The statement said Secretary Mayorkas has no plans to resign. Tuesday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said a growing influx of migrants across the southern border and low enforcement morale was a reason for change. DHS, in its statement, said Congress members should do more than point fingers. They should make an effort to work on solutions to what the agency calls a hemispheric challenge that includes dangerous conditions that migrants are fleeing from south of the U.S. border. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Justice Department wants former Vice President Mike Pence to give a deposition to the special counsel's investigation into the events of January 6th last year at the U.S. Capitol. He is said to be considering the request. Criminal charges have been filed against seven Michigan State football players over a fight with University of Michigan players in the tunnel that leads to the locker rooms following their game last month. One of the players has been charged with felony assault. Georgia's new abortion law is back in effect after a ruling from the state's highest court.
The state Supreme Court has overturned a lower court ruling that stayed Georgia's ban on abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. So around 6 weeks. Earlier this month, a state judge in Fulton County said the six-week ban violated the state and U.S. Constitution at the time Governor Brian Kemp signed the law in 2019, which was before Roe was overturned. The state attorney general quickly appealed, and now the state's highest court has put the ban back in effect while the legal case plays out. Seven out of nine of the justices said they agreed to reinstate the abortion ban for now, with one judge not weighing in and another disqualified from participating in this legal ruling. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.